A question that came through a while ago was, how do you ensure that your organization feeds its work back out to this larger community and contribute to a lasting systemic impact? So how do you keep this community engaged? You talked a little bit about it, but maybe you could go a little deeper and with a couple more examples.
I mean, it's kind of a difficult question to answer because I think some of what we do is not well thought out. A lot of what we do is just engage all the time with people as much as possible, make sure we're at the events, make sure we're talking to different organizations. And we don't necessarily always know where they go. I mean, a good quote around this is that, you know, we don't necessarily have a map for where we're going, but we do have a compass. And so when we're dealing with organizations, we want to work with the large organizations who are trying to internalize this technology that they think, well, it is disruptive for them in some ways, but it doesn't make them obsolete, and trying to get them to understand that. And then there's also the other part of the outreach, which is to the individual coders and developers or the smaller deployers of the software, and just keeping a link with them, you know, to that purpose. Inside the organization, we have a person whose job is to just deal with the community. So Heather Leeson is that person for us, and she's fantastic. She's always linking out to these other people, and then not just for us to link to them and them to link to us, but for them to link to each other. So connecting them as much as possible so that they're learning from each other as well.
I think it's great, and the candid response of it's not always clear and you don't always have an answer, I think, is really important. And one of the things that we've seen, and certainly as I've heard in each of your answers that you've provided today, is part of it, you just got to get out there and try, and you've got to go and engage, be in active conversations, listen, and then be able to respond in that dynamic aspect. And I think that is what's challenging about networks, is that at times it seems like there should be a formula or a easy-to-use process, but the reality is it's a lot of just management of good relationships, and that just takes time, and it takes lots of listening. So, Mary, another question that we got here was, how do you know what approach to use when starting or tapping into a particular network? So when you're getting something started and you're seeing that there's a new opportunity, how do you know where to start?
Yeah, I think that's a really excellent question. So I think the first thing is you've got to sit back and think about, what's your goal? What do you want out of this interaction? Do you want, is it you're looking for active engagement, people to take on roles, for support? You want people not to block things. So you have to be very clear on what your overall goal is and what you want people to do. So I think that's the first step. The second step is this already an organized network that you're trying to tap into, or are you trying to create one? So the second thing is to figure out what is in the interest and what's occupying the individual or the group that you want to engage in. So you really, it's kind of going back to communications 101, but it's trying to really identify your audience and figure out what's important to them and what would be their incentive structure for engagement. What's in it for them, and why might they not be interested in engaging? Because I saw a question come through on that. So trying to figure that out. For me, the first, so kind of having those two things out there, and sometimes you don't really know because you have sort of an idea that this person could do something or this organization, but you don't really have a clear understanding of their interests or their capabilities until you're actually engaged. So for me, one thing that I think is important in establishing that first engagement is to set out your vision, what you want to happen, what do you think these individual organizations could do, and then to actually go meet face-to-face. I think that is the best thing if you can do face-to-face, and start off with listening and sharing information. I think go there and say, hey, would you, you know, get into this network and make all these assumptions? First, you kind of need to listen to a little bit and take that person exactly where they're at and find out what they're working on, and then in a very simple way, try to connect them to what you're doing to see if there's a fit there. And one small pointer on that last piece, I see this happening over and over and over again, that when people are trying to get others involved in a, maybe it's in a certain topic or action, they have a difficult time sketching out the big picture. Helping people understand what the overall vision is and the big picture allows them to find their own connections in. So I can't stress the importance of being able to lay out a very clear and succinct idea of what it is you want them to get engaged in. Is that helpful?
I think it's extremely helpful, and it's really clear to think about that and to go back to some basics, as you mentioned, of just sort of the communications 101. Know who your audience is, know what they're interested in, and really go out there and have that face-to-face or that high-touch contact to get to know them and let them get to know you, which I think both Mark and Eric talked quite a bit about. Get out there, have that contact. And importantly, what else I heard was get your team to have that contact so that the network management doesn't rest in the hands of one person. It's really got to be multiple people. So I'm watching the clock. I know we're tight on time. Mark, I wanted to get one really quick last question out to you and probably for a quick answer, but it seems like a good one to end on. When getting started, multiple people ask the question of, how do I get and achieve some early wins? So how do you get out there and get some early wins, and what is your mindset about doing that?
And this is something that was mentioned much earlier with regard to innovation and it being a very creative process. And that idea of that creativity comes when you're really building something together, which I think builds some of the strongest relationships. And so I think wherever there's a possibility, I think that Mary's point about meeting face-to-face, absolutely critical. It's not necessary to do it always, but you're going to have a much better relationship and be able to build a better relationship if you meet somebody at a conference rather than starting up an email conversation with them. Although you can do it the other way, but that contact is important. And I would say also the hackathons and the other types of gatherings that bring people together where they work together on something, where they create something or they build something or just work on something, even if it's not finishing that pilot or that project, but to be able to work on something together, I think goes a long way as far as really establishing a relationship that allows you then to go on and nurture it, take it in what directions you want, expand it further into your organization. But I think that's a very key tool with regard to establishing something that really works.